Next speaker is Suresh Kimire, that's me. The title of my presentation is Yield of Pie Pumpkins Grown with Biodegradable Plastic and Paper Molds. Dr. Annette Wazalocki, Jenny Moore, and Carol Miles have contributed to this work and to this presentation. We heard a little bit about plastic molding in previous presentation. Plastic mulch is extensively used in commercial agriculture worldwide primarily to manage weeds, conserve moisture, and it has several other benefits leading to increased crop yield and crop quality. Just give you an idea of how plastic mulch is laid on the ground. However, there are some serious problems associated with plastic molds. When I'm saying plastic molds, I'm referring to polyethylene molds. Polyethylene molds needs to be removed and disposed at the end of every cropping season, which involves cost. And generally, not all plastic molds is removed from the field, even if you try hard to remove all. And those residuals may decrease soil productivity and causes issue of sustainability, overall environmental hazard. The pie chart here showed several disposal options of polyethylene molds after harvesting crops. This data is reported by strawberry growers around the U.S. Most of the growers dispose their used PE molds in the landfill, 22% burned in their field, 16% sent to recycling facility, 3% buried in the ground after tillage, and 1% of the farmers dispose by other methods such as stockpiling in their farm. It's shown in the picture left. This data was collected by Dr. Jessica Goldberger at Washington State University. She will be presenting at this room tomorrow at 4:30 in details. Knowing problems associated with polyethylene molds, biodegradable plastic molds has the potential to be sustainable alternative technology. But in order to be sustainable technology, biodegradable plastic molds should provide equal benefit to polyethylene molds in terms of performance, crop yield, and quality, and it should biodegrade into the field after tillage incorporation without harming soil and environment. Here, this is the picture taken at my research site at Mount Vernon, Washington, and at the end of the growing season, we were tilling the molds into the ground. This was experimental field. So in order to evaluate the performance of several biodegradable molds, especially on crop yield and quality, we carried out experiments at two diverse locations of the U.S., Mount Vernon, Washington, with cool summer, mild summer, and Knoxville, Tennessee, with hot summer. Our test crop was pie pumpkin cultivar cinnamon gall. There were 7 treatments replicated 4 times in randomized complete block design. Each plot had 5 rows, and each row was 30 feet long, and we did experiment in 2015 and 2016. This is an overview from Mount Vernon, Washington. These are the mulch treatments we used in our experiment. We had a bare ground as a control for biodegradable plastic molds, BioAgri Experimental PLA-PHA. PLA stands for polylactic acid, PHA polyhydroxyalkylonate, Nature Cycle Organics. These 4 words, 4 were biodegradable plastic molds, polyethylene molds as standard control, and WeedGuard Plus, which is paper molds, cellulose-based paper molds. Thickness varied from 18 microns to 25 microns for biodegradable plastic molds and PE molds, whereas paper molds was almost 10 times thicker than other molds. And this experimental film was especially manufactured for this experiment, and it is not available in market. And bio-based percent of these malt product, especially for the those are commercially available, range from 10 to 25%. So among many data I collected, I'm going to present some of the important data. Percent soil exposure, which is exposure of the soil due to ripping and tearing of the malts during the crop growing season. For example, for this situation, I gave that as rated that as 5%. And for this situation, I rated it as 40%. 40% of soil exposed due to tearing of the malts during the growing season. As this was subjective judgment, I did all the ratings in 2015 and 2016. And the same, another person did the ratings both years in Knoxville, Tennessee. So these are the data showing percent soil exposure. This is Mount Vernon, Washington in 2015. You see there is only one line up high. The rest of the malts are here, low. So that means one product, which is Nature Cycle, had a PSE up to 63% during the crop growing season. Rest of the malts were pretty intact for whole entire crop growing season. Whereas in Tennessee, the same product, Nature Cycle and WeedGuard Plus, which is paper malts, had highest PSE 100% before the end of the season. And BioAgri with intermediate percent soil exposure. This might be because of high rainfall in 2015 in Knoxville. And another reason might have been this product was folded in half lengthwise because of the problems that manufacturer faced during the manufacturing process. In 2016, at both locations, PSE was low, less than 10% in Mount Vernon and less than 25% in Knoxville, Tennessee. So that means all the malt products held pretty well until a crop harvest. Predominant wheats in Tennessee were grasses, and predominant wheats in Washington were mostly broadleaf wheats. We had interesting results. Knot sage, which is a grass, penetrated all the malts, including PE malts. This is a photo of PE malts, but could not penetrate the paper malts. That was interesting observation we made. This is the fresh weight of wheats. We did wheat assessment three times. This is a first wheat assessment 2 weeks after transplanting, mid-season, and 2 weeks before transplanting. In most of the cases, you're only seeing blue line because the weeds were severe in bare grounds, but for all other treatments, there were minimal weeds. And in 2016 at Mount Vernon, we did not record the weeds for second and third assessment. We did first assessment, and we completely control the weeds, so we didn't have any weeds there. So this is the total pumpkin fruit yield, both locations. This blue bar showing the Mount Vernon yield, where PE had the highest pumpkin fruit yield, but not statistically different than Nature Cycle, experimental film, and BioAgri. Whereas WeedGuard Plus was intermediate and bare ground was lowest, which is obvious. Whereas in Tennessee, there was no statistical difference in yield of pumpkin due to malts. This might be because of the temperature difference under the malts. In Mount Vernon, temperature was higher for this one, followed by the temperature follows exactly the same trend yield. Whereas in Tennessee, temperature under the malts was high in general for all malts than Mount Vernon. We also counted the number of pumpkins that were marketable and number of pumpkins with malt adhesion. This gray part of the bar shows the number of fruits with malt season, and red part shows the marketable yield. In Mount Vernon, there were a lot of fruits with malt season for all biodegradable plastic malts except this experimental film. Malt season ranged from 40 to 60%, whereas in Tennessee, malt season was pretty low for all biodegradable plastic and paper malts. The reason for this is most of the fruits did not rest on the malts in Tennessee, whereas most of the fruits were resting on the malts in Mount Vernon. What happened in Tennessee was vines got longer and they were sitting in alleyways. Most of the fruits were sitting in alleyways. In summary, percent soil exposure was very low for all the products, both here, except Nature Cycle and WeedGuard Plus in 2015. Minimal weeds in all mulch treatments throughout the season. marketable pumpkin yield with all plastic mulches was similar, except organics at Mount Vernon, whereas a yield did not differ due to treatment in Tennessee. High mulch adhesion both years in Mount Vernon, except PE, where there were no fruits with malt adhesion both sides. PE didn't have any malt adhesion, and experimental PLA-PSA at Mount Vernon. So this malt adhesion might have implications with marketability. So I would like to acknowledge my project team and funding source USDA Specialty Crop Research Initiatives. This is a jumbo team, more than 24 scientists from University of Tennessee, Washington State University, and Montana State University. Thank you.